Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to go someplace special.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Come along with us. Today's topic is travel.
And our title is Visit Australia. Visit Australia. Hey Peter, did you know Australia is both a country and a continent?
Wow, yes, I did know that. What a fun fact.
Yes, it is. And it's one of the biggest countries in the world. There must be a lot to do and see there. Hey, Peter, if you were to visit Australia, what would you do or where would you go?
I would go to a place called the Outback. This is a place where there is lots of land and space and many public parks. People like to go for tours and see things like animals and plants and trees. It's really cool to explore. How about you? Where would you go?
I would like to go to the Great Barrier Reef. This is off the coast of Queensland. It's the largest living thing on Earth. And many colorful fish, turtles, and sea creatures live there.
Australia is great. I can't wait to learn more. Well, let's learn the keywords for today. Here's teacher Christina.
Hello, 我们今天来聊聊澳洲观光。澳洲有海滩、高山、雨林和沙漠。沙漠就是 desert. It's hot and dry in the desert. 还有大堡礁沿着澳洲的海岸线。海岸就是 coast. There are beautiful sights along the coast. 澳洲的最大城市是雪梨 Sydney, 而雪梨港是世界知名的美丽海港。Sydney Harbour is one of the most beautiful harbours on earth. 名词 harbour 就是港口或港湾。你还可以登上雪梨大桥的顶端，鸟瞰美丽的雪梨市。You can go up to the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. 名词 top 就是顶端。很多人到澳洲还会去参观很大的石头山，叫做艾尔斯岩 Ayers Rock. 名词 rock 就是岩石的意思。Many people like to tour Ayers Rock. 这里的美景一定会让你惊奇不已。It will amaze you. 动词 amaze 指使某人大为惊奇。
Australia is the sixth largest country in the world.It has wonderful beaches, mountains, rainforests, and deserts. It also has unique animals and plants that you can't find anywhere else. The Great Barrier Reef stretches for 2,300 kilometers along Australia's coast. You can take a boat out to the reef and admire its colorful fish.You can also fly over the reef to see it from the air. Australia is one of the biggest countries on Earth. It's the sixth largest country in the world, and it has a lot of wonderful things.
Yes, it does. It has beaches, mountains, rainforests, and deserts. Marie, have you ever been to a desert before?
No, I haven't. I'm not sure if I would want to go. The land there is very dry, and it's very hot. Plus, it's covered with sand. I just don't think it's for me.
Well, I think if you visit a desert, you will be surprised how amazing it is. How about we join Christina now? She will tell us more about this word, desert.
澳洲除了有高山、海滩之外，还有雨林和沙漠。沙漠的英文是 desert， 这个字跟甜点的 dessert 长得太像了，它们只差一个字母。很多人不但拼音的时候会搞混，还常常把它们的发音弄错了，所以我们趁机会来把它弄个清楚。首先，沙漠是 desert， desert， 只有一个 s， 而且念是 desert。重音在第一个音节 desert， 而甜点则有两个 s， 是 desert， 念成 dessert， 重音在后面 dessert。可是怎么样记才不会混淆呢？ 以前有一个老师教过我，大部分的人都喜欢吃甜点，所以都想多吃一点，因为多吃一点，所以 S 也是多一个，应该是 D-E-S-S-E-R-T, dessert。这样子有没有帮助记忆呢？有意思吧？
Thanks, Christina. Friends, make sure you don't confuse the word desert with dessert. Remember, desert has one S and dessert has two S's.
Australia has unique animals and plants that you can't find anywhere else. Marie, you mentioned the Great Barrier Reef. You can always find that in Australia. It's very special, isn't it?
Yes, it is.The Great Barrier Reef stretches for 2,300 kilometers along Australia's coast. Peter, can you tell us more about this word coast?
Sure. When we say the word coast, we are talking about the land near the ocean. You can say, he lives on the west coast. We drove along the coast.
Yes.I live near the East Coast in America. The ocean is just a few minutes away. All right, well, I want to learn more about Australia, so let's go to our next part right now.
Sydney is Australia's biggest city, and Sydney Harbour is one of the most beautiful harbours on Earth.Visitors can travel around the harbor by boat to see the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbor Bridge. But you can do more than just look at the bridge. You can climb it. A guide can take you to the top of the bridge for a great view of Sydney.
Australia has some pretty nice cities. Sydney is Australia's biggest city, and Sydney Harbour is one of the most beautiful harbours on Earth.
Harbour, this is a good word to talk about. A harbour is part of the ocean or a lake that is next to land. It's safe for boats and ships to stay.
Visitors travel around the harbour by boat to see the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But you can do more than just look at the bridge. You can also climb it.
Really? You can climb the bridge? That sounds fun, but scary. Well, when I was younger, I liked to climb trees. I would always climb to the very top. But to climb a bridge sounds dangerous.
Well, actually, many people do it. And it is very safe. A guide can take you to the top.That means he will take you to the highest part.
Wow. Well, I've climbed to the top of a mountain before, and every day I climb to the top of my stairs. But when it comes to the Sydney Harbour Bridge, I prefer to stay on the bottom.
Well, the bottom is the lowest part of something. Top and bottom.
So, Peter, why would a guide take you to the top of the bridge?
Well, because from there, you can see a beautiful view of Sydney. That sounds like something I would like to do. And just imagine all the beautiful pictures you could have.
Yeah, it does sound amazing. Hey, and you know what else sounds amazing? A break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.Peter, did you know when it's summer in America, it's winter in Australia?
Yes, I heard that. Summer is in December, January, and February. Winter is in June, July, and August.
I guess if it gets too cold here in the winter, which it does, I can take a trip to Australia to get some sun.
That's great. Yes, you can. Well, we have one last part. Let's watch it together.
Many visitors to Australia
want to see the outback and visit Uluru, also called Ayers Rock. The large rock is 348 meters high. When the sun rises or sets, it looks red. You can hike around Uluru, but you can also fly over Uluru in either a hot air balloon or a helicopter. Any way you see it, it's sure to amaze you. What are you waiting for? Plan a trip to Australia today. Many visitors to Australia want to see the outback and visit Uluru, also called Ayers Rock.
A rock is hard and solid. You can find rocks outside. You can maybe find them on the beach, too, or in the park, or by the lake. They are everywhere.
So what is special about Ayers Rock?
Well, the rock is 348 meters high. When the sun rises or sets, it becomes a beautiful red.
That sounds beautiful. Now, when the sun rises, it comes up. When the sun sets, it goes down. So, what else can you do there?
Well, you can hike around, but you can also fly over it in either a hot air balloon or maybe even a helicopter. Marie, have you ever been in a helicopter or a hot air balloon?
Never. But if I had to choose one, I would fly in a hot air balloon.
Well, hey, if you ever go to Australia, maybe you can try doing that and see this rock. It's sure to amaze you.
It's sure to amaze you. Hey, Peter, do you know what we just said? We just said today's
calendar phrase.
It's sure to amaze you.
It's sure to amaze you.
这会让你惊叹不已。
Wow! Is this a new toy?
Yes. It's sure to amaze you.
Is it a popular item?
Yes. It's sure to amaze you.
Is it on sale?
Yes. Buy one today. It's sure to amaze you.
Well, what does it do?
It amazes you.
Amazing!
It's sure to amaze you.
It's sure to amaze you.
这会让你惊叹不已。
Well, that was such a fun calendar phrase that I think we should visit Christina so she can tell us more about it.
这一段的结尾说，不论你用什么方式去欣赏 Ayers Rock, 它一定都会让你感到惊艳。Any way you see it, it's sure to amaze you. 我们来学 it is sure to amaze you 这个说法。Be sure to do something 就是一定会怎么样的意思。比如 it is sure to rain, 一定会下雨。They are sure to win, 他们一定会赢。I'm sure to pass the test, 我一定会通过那个考试。You are sure to love it. 你一定会很喜欢它的。这个 be sure to do something 的句型，也请你造个句子试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina. Australia is sure to amaze you. There are so many things to see and do. And it's nice to visit a country with your friends and family.
Yes. Would you guys like to visit Australia one day? Who would you go with?What would you see? Talk about it with a friend.
Well, right now it's time for us to review those keywords. So let's review together.
Here's the first key word. Desert. Desert. That desert is hot and dry.
Coast. Coast.Drive along the coast to see the water.
Harbor. Harbor. There are many boats in the harbor.
Top. Top. He climbed to the top of the mountain.
Rock. Rock. Stand on this big rock.
Amaze. Amaze. The people here amaze me. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now let's go over our lesson one more time.
Australia is the sixth largest country in the world. It has wonderful beaches, mountains, rainforests, and deserts. It also has unique animals and plants that you can't find anywhere else. The Great Barrier Reef stretches for 2,300 kilometers along Australia's coast. You can take a boat out to the reef and admire its colorful fish. You can also fly over the reef to see it from the air. Sydney is Australia's biggest city, and Sydney Harbour is one of the most beautiful harbours on Earth. Visitors can travel around the harbour by boat to see the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But you can do more than just look at the bridge. You can climb it. A guide can take you to the top of the bridge for a great view of Sydney. Many visitors to Australia want to see the outback and visit Uluru, also called Ayers Rock. The large rock is 348 meters high. When the sun rises or sets, it looks red. You can hike around Uluru. But you can also fly over Uluru in either a hot air balloon or a helicopter. Any way you see it, it's sure to amaze you. What are you waiting for? Plan a trip to Australia today. If I ever travel to Australia, I want to visit Sydney first. Most people I know who went to Australia said it's a must-do. They tell me how beautiful the city is.
Well, how about we look at a photo of Sydney together? This is what it looks like at night. Look at those beautiful lights. That building is the Sydney Opera House. You can see there's a lot of lights coming from that building.
It looks so beautiful. It looks magical. And all the buildings around it look really nice, too. And do you guys see the ocean? It's colorful because all the lights in the city.
Another great city to visit is Melbourne. Melbourne is south of Sydney. There's lots of things to do there, like visit the Melbourne Star, the historic downtown, see Chinatown, or the Great Ocean Road.
I also heard Melbourne is popular for the arts. There is a big performing arts center and a place called the National Gallery of Victoria. At this gallery, you can see paintings, art, and many interesting things.
Well, I hope you friends think about your trip to Sydney or to Melbourne. But right now, we have to go to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
But James, I want to travel to Australia, not watch a video.
Watching a video is less expensive.
But James!
Look, Australia has wonderful beaches, rainforests, and deserts.
But I want to go there!
Look, it has animals and plants that you can't find anywhere else.
Why can't we go?
Oh, look, Sydney Harbour is beautiful.
Take me there!
See that bridge? You can climb on to the top.
No, I can't. Because I'm not there.
Look, there's the outback. Wow, look at that big red rock.
I want to go to Australia.
Everything there is sure to amaze you.
I want to go.
Okay. Let's go to Australia.
Yay! When can we go?
When you have enough money.
Let's watch the video.
That's what I thought.
Wow, Italy is so exciting. I can't believe we are finally here.
Oh, Bobby, this is so fantastic.
What should we do first?
Okay, so there are so many places to visit.
Well, I want to see everything, but I also want to eat lots of Italian food.
Oh, Italian food. Coffee, pasta, gelato. Gloria, I can't wait.
Okay, well, either we should have some food, or we should go to one of the first places on our list.
Buongiorno! That was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man. You are in Italy, too.
Yes, and it's all because of today's super sentence. You can! Verb either, something or something else.
Oh, just like you can either have cappuccino or go for a walk.
Yes, you said either. You know, you can either say either or either. You can either have cappuccino or go for a walk. Exactly. And that is why I came to Italy.
Because you wanted a cappuccino?
Maybe. Because I had to decide where to go for my vacation this year.
Ah, and you can decide to either go to Italy or somewhere else.
Exactly. Now you are really using some super sentences. Why don't you give it a try?
Sure. You can drink cappuccino either alone or with Super Sentence Man.
You can drink cappuccino either alone or with Super Sentence Man. Now that is a super sentence.
And I think that is a super idea. Let's go for cappuccino.
With Super Sentence Man.
Well, you know, no matter where you are, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And that was a super invitation, so yes, I would love to join you.
And after that, either we can visit some museums or look for some gelato.
I like the way you think. This vacation is going to be great. Let's go.
Peter, I want to know more about Australia. Can you help me? Hey, what is the capital of Australia?
I think it's Canberra.
And how many people live in Australia?
Well, about 23 million people. So about the same amount of people that live in Taiwan.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. And they don't use American dollars, right?
No, they use a different dollar, the Australian dollar.
Oh, thanks, Peter. That was very helpful. Well, I hope you guys had fun today, and join us tomorrow for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.